good morning, Trinity. Happy New Year. My name is Aaron Rousseau. I'm one of the pastors here at the church. It is so good to be with you this morning for worship. I'd like to welcome our online viewers this morning as well. And for those of you who might be worshiping with us for the first time this morning, I'm particularly glad that you are here with us today and want to welcome you. If you grace us with your presence each and every Sunday, you know it's always so good to see you come back. So we're glad you're here too. And I'd like to invite everyone's attention, if I may, to the Connect card found inside your bulletin. If you are a regular here at Trinity, just your name and email address will be fine. If you're here for the first time today, as much information as you are comfortable providing would be helpful to us. This is just a useful tool for us here at Trinity as we strive to stay connected with the folks who come and gather with us for worship. And so please take an opportunity to fill that out. There's always a lot going on in our church, and we're starting a new year today. And so if you're wanting to figure out maybe a small group or some things that you can get involved in, please read your bulletin, go to our website, follow us on social media. There's a number of ways you can find out about things happening in our church and ways that you can get plugged in. One of the traditions that we have here at Trinity is each Sunday we collect a mission box offering that's separate from the tithes and offerings that support the ministries of this church. And this morning's mission box is one that is near and dear to my heart. Trey and Larissa Genser are missionaries with Overland Missions in Mozambique, Africa. And I had the pleasure of officiating their wedding ceremony a year ago this weekend. And she, Larissa, grew up here at Trinity as a product of this church, was in Sunlight, and all those mission trips that she went on as a youth led her into the mission field. And so we are going to support them again this year, and they have a video update for us I'd like to share with you.
Bon dia!
Trey and Larissa Genser here in Mozambique with Overland Missions. We want to give you an update and say thank you for your continued support this year. In the past year, we have moved to Mozambique. We've established life here, and we've also been taking Portuguese lessons, as you can tell. We also have been named base managers, so we are tasked with the responsibility of maintenance of the property or organization is purchased and creating a living environment for people to be launched into the nation.
Not only that, but first and foremost, we are here for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has brought us here to this nation to reach the unreached, to reach the people who may have never heard of Jesus Christ before. And we established a Bible study in March when we first got here. And we have been going out every week to every other week just to touch in with them and to teach them the Word of God and to water the seed, to plant the seed and to water it. And praise the Lord that He has made it grow. One of our translators, her name is Tina, she came out with us one day. And during the meeting, she said three different times, the seeds are growing, the seeds are growing, the seeds are growing. And I praise God for that. All we did was plant the seeds and water them with the Word of God. And we watched the Lord do His thing. And we praise Him for highlighting leaders, local leadership, to take the Word of God to all the other places that haven't been reached yet. We thank the Lord that this nation is being set on fire with His Spirit. Praise God. We are so thankful to be here to lay the foundation and make this place a springboard for the gospel to go out to the nation of Mozambique.
So thank you so much for your support this past year and your continued support financially and through prayer.
Thank you. Muito obrigado.
Muito obrigada.
And thank you very much.
Aren't they so cute? Well, would you please join me in being generous and supporting them at any of the five Mission Box locations as you leave today? So this morning, as my family and I were driving into worship, as we turned onto 53rd and saw the rising sun, the sky just looked amazing. And came to mind this great hymn, you probably sung it in this service, 10,000 Reasons. In it, it sings, the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. Time to sing your song again. And here we stand in 2017. The first day of this year has dawned on us. We have gathered. It is time for us to sing the song of God again. 2017 welcomes us. And so with that, I say welcome home. Would you please stand and greet someone around you and say Happy New Year to one another? please remain standing and let us worship God together with our opening hymn this morning, We Three Kings.
Gathered here in spirit and truth to worship you this new morning of 2017. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us that we may be transformed by your love and mercy and go forth carrying the light of Christ into the world. Amen. Will you affirm our faith with me with the words that you see on the screen? We believe in God, the creator of all things, the giver of life and breath. We believe in Jesus Christ, born Emmanuel, God with us, baptized and revealed, the most beloved Son of God. He sought to heal humanity by taking our brokenness upon himself, suffering for us, dying for us, and being raised from the dead for our sake and for the sake of all the world. We believe that he will come again. We believe in the Holy Spirit, continually poured out, refreshing our lives, leading us into a new day, ever birthing the church, the body of Christ in the world. The Spirit is our sole companion. and Counselor of Truth, reminding us of the gift of faith, the ever-presence of God, and the promise of eternal life. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. We have an opportunity now to go to God in prayer together, and I'd like to invite you to remember all those that we are visiting in the hospital, rehab, and elsewhere throughout our community. Your prayers for them, not only today, but throughout the week, are a vital part of our ministry here at Trinity, so please remember to keep them in prayer. Additionally, as we enter into 2017, we want to be praying for our entire world, that terrorism may cease, that peace may lead us into a new future as we seek to be the hands and feet of Christ in the world. We'll begin with a moment of silence so that you can take to God your prayers and petitions, and then we'll pray together. Let's pray. God of mercy and grace, who gives birth to light and illuminates all darkness. Just as the Magi long ago sought your presence in the world, we seek the same. Help us linger like the wise men, on our knees in the worship, long enough to recognize you in the world, in our friends and strangers, and in ourselves. As you reveal yourself in and among us, show us all the places where we get in the way of your transforming love. Remove our fear and our arrogance so that the light we share is your light and the ministry we engage in is truly in service to you. We pray for all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, as well as all those whose lives have been impacted by terrorism or injustice in any form. Use our hands to offer gentleness and relief. Use our words to speak comfort and to be a voice for the voiceless. Pain and brokenness touch us all, holding some more firmly than others. Bind up our broken-hearted nature and free the oppressed. No pain is too great for you to bear, and no loss can remove us from your love. May we be a witness of your love and light, holding hope for those who are overwhelmed by grief and unable to uphold it for themselves. How long you have waited, Lord, for your people to live in peace. Forgive us for all of our excuses and our reluctance to change. Be with those who lead us, those who challenge us, and those who see themselves as our enemies. Your wisdom still calls out in the world. May we, your church, and all the leaders of the world, hear her cry. Show us the way of peace and grant us the strength to pursue it with unwavering passion. By your grace, you have brought us yet again to the end of another year and the start of a new. You've given us the choice to follow you onward from here. May our gratitude continually lead us to seek your light, and may that same light guide us in the year ahead, drawing us ever closer to you and to each other as we pray together the words Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join in singing our prayer song, Come and Worship.
Angels from the
have an opportunity to continue worshiping God by not only offering ourselves, but by offering back to God out of the resources that He blesses our lives with, by giving back to Him our financial gifts. And those gifts that are given now will fuel the ministries of this church so that we can continue to be a beacon of light and hope, not only in our community, but in this world. And so as I pray, why don't the ushers come forward now to receive the offering? Good and loving, gracious God, we thank You for every gift that flows into our lives, and we offer back to You now our financial gifts. Use these tithes, these offerings, to be seeds for Your kingdom, that Your kingdom may come and come quickly, Lord. Continue to work in us and through us to glorify You, that all may come to know Your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lonely shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on Your knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may You receive the honor that's Your due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to You. I bring an offering to You. The sun cannot compare to the glory of Your love. There is no shadow in Your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before Your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. It's only by Your blood, and it's only through Your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may You receive the honor that's Your due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to You. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may You receive the honor that's Your due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to You. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to You. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to You. I bring an offering.
I don't know about you, but I love the intersection of the secular observance of the New Year holiday and the observance of the church of the Epiphany, the weekend after Christmas. Each in their own way bring us an opportunity to reflect on new beginnings. First, a word about the New Year. One of my favorite New Year sayings has always been, an optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. Yeah. Now, typically, I lean toward the former, rather than the latter. But man, this year, well, let's just say I'm more than happy to leave 2016 in the rear view. In so many ways, 2016 felt like the opening paragraph of Charles Dickens' classic Tale of Two Cities. You know how it goes. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. And so on and so forth. 2016 was as dichotomous a year I think I have ever experienced. But today is a new day and it brings with it a new year. So it is my prayer that 2017 will bring the very best out of our shared humanity. Now a word about Epiphany. Epiphany comes from the Greek word epiphania, which means a sudden manifestation of a hidden divinity or a splendid appearance. As one commentator defines it, Epiphany is a sudden, surprising happening that changes everything completely. As we know from the Christmas story, the coming of Christ was first revealed to the Jewish world through the shepherds who heard the angelic announcement and ran to the stable to see for themselves. Through the wise men, however, and we've heard this in all of the songs this morning, and that's whose visitation we celebrate on Epiphany, Christ was revealed to the rest of the world, the Gentile world. God's gift of his only Son, Jesus Christ, was meant for the salvation of all humans. That, my friends, changed everything. Eugene Peterson put it this way: the arrival of Jesus signaled the beginning of a new era. God entered into history in a personal way and made it unmistakably clear that he is on our side, doing everything possible to save us. God didn't just show up. He moved into the neighborhood. So, New Year's Day, Epiphany Sunday, thanks be to God for the beginning of new eras. Let us now pray together. Emmanuel, God with us, in the reading of the Scripture, may your word be heard. In the meditations of our hearts, may your word be known. And in the faithfulness of our lives, our reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the Word of God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people. Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him.' When they heard the king, they went, and look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. passage this week brought to mind my longtime favorite Christmas hymn, O Holy Night. It is my favorite in part because of this lyric, "A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn." It is also a favorite because of this anthemic refrain which came to mind while reading this morning's passage, "Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born." I wish I had a great a cappella singing voice just so I could launch right into that. Fall on your knees. Can you imagine what it must have been like for the wise men when the arduous journey from their distant homeland was rewarded with an audience with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the very God of very God in the flesh of a newborn child? Matthew tells us, falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chest and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, the amazing thing about this is that the Magi, well, they followed a completely different belief system from that of the family of Jesus, or even the people of Herod's empire. Yet still, they saw signs through their own religious worldview that compelled them to respond to the beliefs of a tradition different from their own. Face to face with God, their experience of the divine presence was real and powerful and joyful, and it dropped them to their knees in worship. And they offered valuable items that were standard gifts used to honor a king or a deity in the ancient world. Gold, a precious metal that symbolized the kingship of the Christ child. Frankincense, perfume, or incense that symbolized Jesus' priestly role, and then myrrh, anointing oil that foretold the suffering of Jesus' death. It's worth noting, however, that these gifts weren't presented on that holiest of nights when Christ was born, but much later. Still, it makes for great Christmas pageantry, showing Mary and Joseph finding accommodations in a Bethlehem manger, to then be visited by the shepherds who came after witnessing the angelic proclamation of the good news, and then followed by the wise men who saw his star rise in the east. And who doesn't love good Christmas pageantry? We saw it in early December when our children put on their live nativity right out here. We saw it on Christmas Eve during their children's service, when they told us the good news. You know, I saw a rather unique telling of the Christmas story in late November. And this, by the way, is a perfect example of my dichotomous experience of the year 2016. My family had been in Gatlinburg to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday together, and we left just hours before the wildfires havoc on that beautiful city, causing death, injury, and destruction to thousands of acres and structures. The immeasurable joy of our family vacation was dampened by profound sorrow as I watched things unfold there. Anyway, our family went to Dollywood in neighboring Pigeon Forge the day after Thanksgiving. It was cold. The park was beautifully decorated for Christmas, and all of the Christmas shows, the great shows that they do at Dollywood, where they get all that talent there in the Appalachian area, is beyond me. But all the live shows had Christmas storylines, and one show caught my attention because it was titled "O Holy Night," and as I said, it's my favorite hymn, so I wanted to be sure that we saw that show, and I'm glad we did because of the ways it spoke to my heart. see, the story paralleled the lives of a modern-day family who were celebrating Christmas after the matriarch of the family had died, and that's something to which I surely can relate. It was also told the story of three brothers who were watching their flocks in a Bethlehem field on the night of Jesus' birth. Now, what struck me about the latter was how after the wise men and all of the pageantry had come and presented their gifts to Mary and Joseph and the Christ child, the youngest of the three brothers, the shepherds, approached, saying, "We don't have the means to offer gifts such as these." And he was referring, of course, to the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. "But I have two brothers who I love very much. Nathaniel is strong. He once carried two strays back to the herd all by himself. And Michael, well, Michael is so smart, he can count the whole herd just by looking at them. Now, I'm not nearly as strong or as smart as my brothers. But if Nathaniel gives you his strength," and Nathaniel said, "which I do, and Michael gives you his quick learning," and he said, "which I do, then I have a heart that can love, and that is my gift." This dramatic telling of the Christmas story got me thinking about the gifts we bring. What offerings of worship do we bring to our King? To be sure, each one of us gathered here has a heart that can love. And the greatest commandment we have been given is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. What's more, as members of Christ's holy church, we have made a covenant together to combine the resources of our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. When we respond to God's grace and offer ourselves, our very lives, in the fulfillment of each of these five vows, when we live into our mission of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, we are being the church God is calling us to be. We are being the church a watching world needs us to be. With that in mind, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and listen for a moment to this Christmas prayer by Howard Thurman. "When the song of the angels is still, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nation, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart." Throughout Advent and Christmas, Steve and Catherine reflected on the mystery of the divine incarnation and how Christ came so far from heaven to that lowly Bethlehem manger. It really was such a strange way to save the world. Howard Thurman's beautiful Christmas prayer points us to another powerful truth about the meaning of Christmas. The work of Christmas is fully participatory, and it's meant to continue in us and through us long after the season ends. Next week, when we gather again, all of this beautiful Christmas before. You'll be gone. But the question remains, what work of Christmas might God be asking us to do in the coming year? Chances are that 2017 will be as dichotomous as 2016. We know all too well that following Jesus doesn't spare us from life's ups and downs. But maybe the spirit of Christmas can help us see that life's ups and downs are so much more. Maybe instead of ups and downs, they are ins and outs. God using the everyday and ordinary events of our lives to work in us as individuals, as churches, as communities, so we can work out being the hands and feet of Christ in loving relationship with our sisters and our brothers in need. You might be wondering what you can do in the year ahead. Well, some of the best advice I've ever received is simply this. Are you ready? Show up and pay attention. Show up and pay attention. Every last one of us is a minister of the good news of Jesus Christ. Every last one of us. And if we live our everyday, ordinary lives intent on being that good news, then oftentimes all we have to do is show up and pay attention to what is going on around us, and the Spirit of Christ will give us a nudge so we would know what to do. I'm giving a beautiful example of what I mean by this just this week. On Christmas Day, the paper ran a story about a couple from High Springs who volunteer at Grace Marketplace Homeless Center. Some of you do as well, your involvement with Called to Action. The husband was talking with one of the residents about his love for fishing, and the resident made a simple remark about how he would love to eat fried fish with lots of hot sauce. And this exchange gave the man an idea. What if they showed God's love for the people at Grace Marketplace by hosting a fish fry sometime during the Christmas season? Now, what ended up happening is rather astounding, demonstrates for us what God can do when we are willing to show up and pay attention. The man challenged his fisherman friends to show up on a Saturday to go fishing together and hopefully catch what they would need to feed approximately 200 people at Grace Marketplace. But only two people showed up. So the man and the two people that showed up decided to go anyway, and they went in one boat. They stopped at their first spot, dropped anchor, cast lines, and you know what happened? They never stopped catching fish. They reeled in one after another until they were so tired they had to stop, and after 4 hours, their live wells in the boat were completely full. Guess how many fish these three men caught? 207. Enough to provide three pieces of fried fish for 200 people at Grace Marketplace. And the couple used a fish fry to share the good news of the love of God through Jesus Christ. Indeed, their simple act of love and kindness, born, by the way, out of an everyday, ordinary love for fishing and a simple conversation, ministered to hurting men. We might not have gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but at the very least, we all have hearts that can love. Let us offer our hearts to God and our every neighbor as we perform the work of Christmas, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart.
the Christmas story, the work of Christmas, has always been intended to be participatory. And as we come to Christ's table, we receive the nourishment we need as we encounter the living God to leave this table, living the incarnate Christ in our own lives and being the hands and feet of Christ in the world. And so with Christ, I say to you, the Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. Before the mountains were brought forth, or you had formed the earth, from everlasting to everlasting, you alone are God. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity and made covenant to be our sovereign God and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom you have revealed yourself, our light and our salvation. You sent a star to guide wise men to where the Christ was born, and in your signs and witnesses in every age and throughout all the world, you have led your people from far places to this light. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. I'd like to invite all those who are going to be helping us serve communion to go ahead and come forward now to the altar. the left of your row, beginning with the front row and moving back. And as you come forward, you can cup your hands to receive the bread. We'll tear off a piece and hand it to you. And then you can take that and dip it into the cup and eat it. You're welcome to come and use the kneeling rails that we have to fall on your knees and worship if you feel led. Or you can return by the right side of your section and just simply pray and sing and respond to God's grace in whichever way you are feeling led. Come, all is ready. Thank you.
stand and join us as we close today with Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, silent flocks by night, he held throughout the heavens, they shone the holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in the lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
So go tell it around Gainesville that Jesus Christ is born. Would you please take the hand of your neighbor and receive this benediction? In 2017, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.